Mornings with Campbell and Farwell, Country 106.7.
And Jason McCoy is in studio with us. Hello.
You know, Dean Brody, like him and I, share a love for the same chocolate bar. That's awesome. And he wrote a song about it. Bounty.
I'm more like
Mr. Big just sounds too, it just doesn't seem right. But Bounty, it's a good song.
You're either a coconut lover in candy or you hate it. There's no in between.
Yeah,
it's
you
polarizing.
Know what? That's true. It's like pineapple. Nobody really likes pineapple. It's a colossal, like the world is in on this thing where they're going, we all love pineapple just to get me to eat it. Because nobody really likes pineapple.
You don't like pineapple?
Who does?
Not in a cocktail or on your pizza?
Maybe on a pizza, but only if it's been burnt.
Burnt pineapple?
This is way too early for me to make sense. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you
while.
Doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah? Things are good?
Yeah. We've got a brand new single out with the Roadhammers, a duet with our label mate and good pal, Tim Hicks.
Yes.
It's called One Horse Town. Now, we did a show for the folks at Coors Banquet. They did a contest, and you could submit why your One Horse Town needed to have this big party.
Okay.
Lacombe, Alberta won, and we went out there, did this massive concert, filmed it all for CMT, and we decided, we're going to write a song, you know, as a theme song. It just happened to be a really great song for a single.
That's a popular beer in this radio station.
I know.
Did you bring any?
No. All I saw, I just had to wade through the can of and all the empties in the hallway.
I know. It's
good
brutal.
Lord. It's not even 10 o'clock yet. What are you guys doing?
I wish you were kidding.
Yeah. I don't know. Just play the kinds of music. Mommy needs her medicine.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we're going to be the first ones to play this song, and we'll do that.
In the known universe?
Well, I don't know. That's what you told us.
Lindsay,
so I'm
Lindsay from
you.
Our label here. Are they the very first ones
very
to play
first
it?
First ones? Is that right?
She's as surprised as I am.
That's right.
How do we know if it's any good?
Do you know what? The problem is here. There's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, there's too many people making decisions. I'm just reading what the boss said.
You know what?
I figure I'm okay.
I wish all the folks out there listening to 106.7 could hear what goes on in between the songs. Because Jen's in here with producer Candace.
Yep.
Yeah. And you guys are running this thing like a nuclear sub. You guys rock.
You'd never know it, though, on the air when it all goes crazy.
Yeah, but you got all these buttons. And it's like launch. What's the launch one?
Well, there is a launch one. Everything will just spontaneously blow up.
Okay, don't hit that one.
No, don't. Not yet. We're not there yet. So earlier we were playing this game because this, I mean,
a
there's
game?
No such,
is this like the boxers or briefs? Or if you were a tree, what tree would you be?
It's better.
Oh, okay.
It's more fun. More
if you had to? Is this the if you had to?
More intrusive, actually.
Okay, all right.
Ellen, do you watch Ellen with the kids?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Happy show, right?
Absolutely.
It's always fun.
I can dance like Ellen.
So have you seen her do Never Have I Ever? Have you played that game?
I don't know that one. No.
So she asks the people on the panel. They get two signs. I have never.
Okay.
She asks them a question. And you have to answer the question. You don't have to elaborate on your answer. Like, if you just want to say, yep, and that's it, then that's fine.
All right.
You don't have to tell us why.
I'm glad you're springing this on me on radio.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Never Have I Ever with Jason McCoy. We played a few earlier, and some went really well.
Yeah, yeah. And some went really well. That's great.
Some did not.
Not everybody got sick, so you should try this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Jason McCoy, never have I ever been in handcuffs.
False.
You have been in
handcuffs. Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And no elaborating on that one? You're good?
Nope.
Nope, that's it. Okay.
I'm never going back to Red Deer, I'll tell you that.
Never, ever, ever have I gotten a tattoo that I regret.
No, because as soon as I didn't like it, it washed off.
Oh, good.
That was it.
That was
I don't have any tattoos. I was talking Lindsay from our label here. She's got like the sleeves and everything. She's all tatted up. She's got a Kenny Chesney mural on her back. It's really
nice.
Really, it's actually kind of tasteful. Not.
Is there a tiki bar in it?
Yeah. You know what? And she's got like a Hunter Hayes motif on her leg, and it's just really creepy. The Gord Bamford one on your left hand, I don't understand. I just don't.
That is that's really dedication to your job.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was an easy one for you then. Here's a fun one.
Can I turn the table?
Sure.
Have you ever got a tattoo that you regretted?
No, you know, I just got one in Nashville last year.
What did you get?
I got a bird on my back. It's large. It's a lot larger than I thought it was, but yeah.
it like a turkey? You got to really define these things.
It's a dove. And
well, technically an ostrich is a bird, lady.
Yeah,
you didn't say.
It's a flamingo. No, but I did.
What is it?
It's a dove, a morning dove.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom.
But it's a really fat morning dove.
No, it's in flight, so the wings are out, you see?
It's
so
like
that
an
makes
albatross.
It. Yes, it's big. flying. Okay. So that made it bigger. But no, I don't regret it. Actually,
is that your only tattoo?
No, I have lots of tattoos.
Do you have any tattoos of like singers or artists or bands?
No.
No brands?
No,
like Coca-Cola.
I do not.
It's a real thing.
No, I don't even have our station logo on my person, but I would do it. If for the right amount of money, I would do that.
Would you?
Actually,
okay. Yeah. No. All right. What's the next question here?
Next question. This is one that only you in this room can answer, actually.
Okay. Well,
never, ever have I gotten out of a speeding ticket because I'm a celebrity.
I did. And I felt really bad. I really did. The guy said, well, I have another call and I'm a bit of a fan, you know,
Ooh.
But I couldn't believe it. I felt really bad because I was like this. But at the same time, like if you just knew somebody in town, it doesn't matter if you're a singer or not.
I mean,
it could be, well, you're Joe's kid. You just slow down now, you know, but I wasn't going that fast.
I mean,
it wasn't like, you know, I was doing $1.50 and the guy, you know, completely let me walk.
Nobody had to impound your car.
But I still felt bad. Like, singers, you know, we're not roofing houses. Why would singers get any special treatment? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But
and
I'll take it. Don't get me wrong. I'll take it.
Save myself the $100.
Free?
Bucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this one. Not just this interview, but never, ever have I lied in an interview.
All the time. I haven't told you the truth once. Never been in handcuffs. I'm tatted up, and I've never even been pulled over. Yeah.
Okay, so what else is going on? When can we see you? Where do we go see some shows?
Well, you know what? We did a big tour with Blackjack Billy and Doc Walker.
How'd
just
that go?
Less than a year ago. It was great. It was called Bands on the Run. Came through town here. Mm-hmm. Had a great time.
It was loud.
It was loud.
It was
fun, though, wasn't it?
It was great.
And then this summer's been just packed full of dates. Lots of festivals. The Hammers always do well at festivals, and it's kind of where we live and breathe, is at the party. You know, we're the soundtrack for the party. And then we're just back to working on a new record. So I'm literally spending a lot of time in the basement in my home studio, just working. And then it's back and forth to Nashville, working with the guys there who we, you know, our producer Scott. And it's like farming, right? You got to put in a crop and then see how the crop does, and then, you know, get out there and tour it. So
yeah,
we're in that planting season.
Okay, good.
It's good.
So then the corn will pop up in rows to steal Tim McGraw lyrics.
Yeah, that's right. It's probably going to be corny. Yeah, probably. No, you know what? It is like farming, though. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen year after year. It's like any other business. You try your best and you do what you do. So we're just glad that we get to do what we do for a living. And Clay and Chris, they're out in Calgary right now, so taking a little time with the family. And hey, that's what it's all about. If we get to play music for a living, we're blessed. And gosh, at least we're getting to do, you know, something that we love.
Well, we're blessed to play this new song right now.
Girl.
So the Roadhammers and Tim Hicks, inspired by
this event. Yeah, it was Coors Banquet. This lady, Nicole Wolf, who's at Coors Banquet, just absolutely brilliant idea of putting on this show. And CMT filmed it. And it was basically, you could tweet in why your town should win. And it came down to Shelburne, Ontario, or Lacombe, Alberta. And I got to tell everybody in Shelburne or anybody listening, I had nothing to do with the decision. I would have picked Shelburne because I could sleep in my own bed that night. But Lacombe, just fantastic folks. And the mayor was out. He's in the video.
Oh,
and it was really great. So we decided to turn it into a single. And hey, when it works, it works.
Well, you guys have done this a lot with fans, because one time we brought some fans down and you guys let us put them in the video for I Got the Scars to Prove It.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a fan-driven video. So if you're a Roadhammers fan, there's a chance at some point you will end up in a music video.
Well, that's true. Well, we always say, and we say it from stage and it's from the bottom of our hearts, it's very sincere. If it weren't for the folks coming to the show, it would just be a rehearsal. I mean, they make it a party. We're just the soundtrack and that's what we do. So why not include them in everything we do? It's fun. And when you go on tour, it's really surreal, because you pull into a town like Lacombe and you make a few friends there that day, and then you come back in 6 months and you see the same faces. It's like no time has passed. So you got these like pockets of friends all over the world. It's a great life.
That is a great life.
Yeah.
That's a great way to look
so
at it, too.
So they're like our friends and family, so get in the video.
Get in the video. The song.
You're my friend.
Get in the video.
Get in the video.
Jason McCoy, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me. Sorry, we were a little late. Traffic.
Well, listen, you know what? That 401 is what I picture like eternal damnation to be like. Just
well, it is red. It's all red. Red lights.
There's no hell. You just keep driving the 401 like in loops.
Maybe we're
forever
in hell.
Ever,
we don't know it.
Right?
We can't, because we have the heaven of 106, you know, so we're good.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll probably see you this summer then. as the soundtrack for the party?
Are you kidding me? Okay. We're going to see you very soon. Plus, the CCMAs are being held just down the road from here.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the home of country music right here.
I meant to ask you, how many tickets can you get me for the CCMAs?
What do you need? What do you need?
Like,
what do you got?
27, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
No problem?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent.
In the back door.
I'm on the guest list with the Roadhammers, me and my 27 cousins. Open the door.
Absolutely. Jen comes. It's a party. We'll have a good time.
Okay. New music from the Roadhammers and Tim Hicks. Is that how? Now, if Tim Hicks were here, should I say Tim Hicks and the Roadhammers?
Yeah. You know what? I should just bring like a little puppet along for the. But we shouldn't say Tim Hicks?
Roadhammers. Yeah, we'll say him, but not first.
I don't know. Well, whatever. He's a good guy. We're
He's
friends.
He's a great guy.
Just
or
call
St. Catherine's guy.
The Tim Hammers.
The Tim Hammers.
Tim Hammers.
Road Hammers featuring.
Drinking Coors Banquet for breakfast.
Tim Hicks. Or vice versa. This is One Horse Town. Good
Giddy
morning.
Up. Woo!
Country 106.7. Thank you, Jason McCoy.
Thank you.
Mornings with Campbell and Farwell. Country 106.7.